Buy wisely. Buy for flavor. Buy Del Monte. Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods. Time now for Rocky Jordan, brought to you today by Del Monte Tomato Products. Not far from the Mosque Sultan Hassan in Cairo stands the Cafe Tambourine, run by Rocky Jordan. The Cafe Tambourine, crowded with forgotten men, alive with the babble of many languages. For this is Cairo, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against the backdrop of antiquity. Del Monte presents Rocky Jordan, and this week's story, The Nile Runs High.
Winter and summer come to Egypt like any other land, but there's only one other season of the year, and the most important of the three. It comes as the great river Nile rises to overflow its banks in late September, bringing new fertility and life to this strange land. The Nile season is a time for rejoicing and festivities, and I was out in the morning to watch the myriad white sailboats sporting on the river. I wandered alone away from the holiday crowd south past the Ismail Bridge. Finally, just as I decided it was time to get back to the Tambourine, a white-sailed scow caught my eye, moving away from the other boats and seemingly out of hand. It heeled into the wind, then a breeze swung it directly toward shore, and it kept coming till it floundered aground. A voice moved me into action.
Help me, in the name of Allah. Help me.
I splashed out into the shallow water, and in a few seconds climbed onto the listing deck. I ducked under the boom toward where a man lay helpless across the tiller. He wore the blue robes of the fellaheen, and they were splotched with red.
Oh, my effendi. My good effendi.
Easy, fella. You're hurt bad. What's it all about?
I did my best. Tell my master that Shufa did his best.
Looks like a bullet wound. Who did it?
I do not know. They were in another boat.
All right, now we gotta get help.
No, there is no time. Take it back now. Quickly, effendi.
Take what back? What do you mean?
There, below. Take it back.
Shufa was pointing frantically to the open hatch, so I hurried over and down to the small cabin. It was loaded with miniature bales of cotton. I touched one and found that it was wet. But what interested me was the man on deck, so I got back to him. But too late. Shufa had rolled over on the deck, face up. Dead now from the bullet wound in his chest. Well, it wasn't a pleasant way to start the day. I threw a piece of sail over the pathetic figure and dropped an anchor to secure the boat where it was. I scratched around a little but found no papers to identify the boat. All I could find was its name painted on the side, the Water Nymph. After that, I waded ashore, and about three blocks up the hill, I found a phone booth outside a little market.
Police headquarters, have I speaking?
Hello, Sam. It's Rocky.
Jordan, why are you not out celebrating with the rest? The Nile runs high. This is not...
Just listen, Sam. I got a report.
I do not like the sound of your voice, Jordan.
Neither do I. But here it is. There's a sail scow near the foot of Sharia Bendur, grounded a little offshore.
Indeed. But how should that interest me?
A couple of things, maybe. One, a load of cotton.
Most uninteresting. What else?
You'll find a man lying on deck, shot to death.
So that is it. Jordan, why is it that always you are the one...
Hold the question, Sam. Give you all I know when I show up.
Very well, Jordan. You will wait for me there.
I opened the door to leave, and I got a lot of help. A powerful, brawny arm reached in and dragged me out where I got a real close-up of a black beard and red eyes. It was my move, but just then a very wiry little character closed in from behind.
We will talk English.
Deal with somebody else, Buster.
Shadrach is a man of danger.
Jabba speaks wisely. To the alley now, swiftly.
They had to work for it, but they each held an arm, and pretty soon they dragged me halfway down the hill, around a corner, and pinned me up against a trash barrel. Again, the one called Shadrach was blowing his breath in my face.
We will talk here, Inglesi.
All right, start saying something.
You made the phone call. Who was it with?
I got the wrong number.
Shadrach is a man of impatience.
As Jabba says, you were seen to board the boat on the river. Tell us what you saw there.
A little cotton. Dead man, maybe you killed.
Shadrach is a man of danger.
Perhaps the knife will loosen your tongue.
Use it and see what you find out.
Speak now. What the dead man told you, and what you have told others.
If I don't...
Then, Inglesi, you will quickly join the unfortunate boatman.
Wait, Shadrach. Look who comes.
Then we saw them, all five of them, as they swept into the alley, their dirty white robes flapping in the wind. In the lead came a wild-eyed tribesman waving a sword with a doubled blade. Shadrach and his buddy froze for a split second, and just before they ran, they slammed me headfirst at the feet of the onrushing pack. Jolt knocked the wind out of me, and somebody's boot behind my left ear did the rest. And that was all. When I opened my eyes, I saw bare sandstone walls and light coming in a high window. The rest I saw made me sure I was dreaming. But the soft hand stroking my cheeks was still there, so I looked again. The face bending over me was beautiful but expressionless. She was dark, but not too slender. The only sign she was human was the throbbing at her temples until she spoke.
You need not fear. We are both quite safe.
Oh, are we, lady? What happened to all the little men?
They do not matter now. They brought you here. Now we are alone.
Yeah, real cozy.
Oh, lie quietly. The pain will soon be gone.
Well, that's not what bothers me.
My name is Farada.
And you'd like to know mine.
You are Rocky Jordan. You own a cafe called the Tambourine, and you are an American.
There's a card in my billfold says that.
When a woman meets a man, she wishes to know more of him, does she not?
Yeah, she sure does.
You do not look like one who brawls in the street. The two strong men were most violent with you. Would you not like to tell me why?
It makes you think I got anything to tell.
I see to your rescue, and yet you question.
Everybody's got an angle.
I do not understand.
Maybe yours is a boat down in the river, a load of wet cotton, and a dead man who might have said something that I told somebody else on the phone.
Very well. You need only tell me.
You got quite an assignment, getting information out of me in your own way. I think I like Shadrach's way better.
Why? Is it that you could resist his way, but not mine?
Give it up, lady. Won't work.
A man as wise as you should know that my way is best.
Where's the threat from? El Kahira?
Then you know of him.
Yeah, one of your boys shouted his name. Who is he?
El Kahira is a man of destiny. The true, the exalted leader.
Well, I'm still asking who he is.
Very soon you and all Egypt will know. Only those who bend to his will shall be spared.
Yeah, maybe he'll spare me. He knows what I told other people.
Perhaps. You leave me then?
You got ways of stopping me?
I would not use them. Mr. Jordan.
Yeah?
Go anywhere but to the police. My men can return most quickly.
I went out and down some steps to what turned out to be one of Cairo's many old deserted towers. I knew I wouldn't find Farada there again. If any of my rescuers were around outside, they didn't show their faces, so I skipped Farada's advice and made it for Pub Police Headquarters the quickest way. When I walked into Sabaya's office, he jumped up from behind his desk and came striding toward me.
Jordan, where have you been?
Have you been worried about me, Sam?
We will leave my personal feelings out of this, if that is possible.
Suit yourself. I don't feel so good either.
Listen to me, Jordan. Was it not you who phoned me 2 hours ago, most urgently?
In person.
And did you not say that you would join me at the foot of the Sharia Bendor where it meets the river?
Well, that was my plan.
And did you not say that a boat was anchored there, loaded with cotton and with a dead man on its deck?
That's all straight. Did you get there, Sam?
I did.
Now have a look inside those cotton bales. Got a hunch you'll find something there.
Jordan.
Huh?
There is an old saying of my people. Perhaps you have heard it.
Oh, I can take it again.
It is said a man who is bitten by a serpent will be frightened by the sight of a rope.
Where does that fit?
You, an adventurer, have often seen violence and death. Is it not possible that in a moment of, shall we say, celebration, what you saw was not real?
Take a look at these bruises, Sam. They're real.
They prove nothing.
Just what are you driving at?
I will tell you. It so happened that when I got there, there was no cotton. Also, there was no dead man. In fact, Jordan, there was not even a boat.
Del Monte Foods is presenting tonight's adventure with Rocky Jordan.
Fresh tasting.
Natural tasting.
And refreshing.
Fresh tasting, natural tasting, and refreshing. There in just six words is the whole story of Del Monte tomato juice. Fresh tasting, natural tasting, and refreshing. That's just what tomato juice should be. And that's just exactly what Del Monte tomato juice is. For the perfect appetizer at mealtimes, for a pick-me-up when you need it, just fill a glass with ice-cold Del Monte tomato juice, and with the first sip, you'll think,
say, this is good.
Del Monte tomato juice is fresh tasting.
Then, with the second sip, you'll add,
really quenches my thirst.
Del Monte tomato juice is natural tasting.
And you'll drink it down because
Del Monte tomato juice is so refreshing.
Friends, next time you're shopping, buy Del Monte tomato juice. Look for it in the green can with the familiar red Del Monte shield. Keep several cans in the refrigerator. You'll find they come in mighty handy. And now we take you back to Cairo and tonight's adventure with Rocky Jordan. The Nile runs high.
Sam Sabaya sat watching what he just told me sink in. The sailboat, its small cargo of cotton, and the lifeless man at the tiller were gone. All vanished. Or, as Sam put it, they were never there. I had to make him believe me. Sam, what I told you on the phone was all true.
Please, Jordan, do not try my patience.
Just get this, now, all of it. Right after I hung up, a couple of bearded characters started working me over. They wanted to know what I might have found or heard on that boat.
And what might that be?
I don't know. The boatman tried to say something about the cotton.
Continue, Jordan.
Just as the two bearded men got rough, a gang of desert rats charged in. It was a free-for-all with me in the middle. I went out for the count and woke up in a deserted tower with a dame named Farada. She tried to dig some information, too.
You've had quite a day.
Oh, listen, will you, Sam? The desert gang and Farada were taking orders from somebody they call El Kahira.
El Kahira? Is that quite everything, Jordan?
Well, up to now it is, but there'll be plenty more.
Let me suggest that you go back to your cafe and have a good sleep. I trust that you will not need an escort.
I wasn't sure how much of my story Sam believed. All I knew was he bit his tongue at the mention of El Kahira, and there must have been a reason. Outside, I hadn't gone 10 steps when I spotted Farada in a doorway across the street. A couple more white-robed shadows planted a few doors down. I stepped it up, and when I saw they were following, I took cover in a bar half a block down.
Hey, Rocky, come on over.
It was an old friend seated alone near the door. Bill Harder, crack reporter of the Cairo Mail. I figured he could help me, so I joined him. He was a couple of drinks ahead of me.
Man, what happened to your face, Rocky? Somebody step on it?
Yeah, supposing I said somebody did.
It wouldn't surprise me. The scrapes you get into. Now, give me a scoop on the next one, will you?
Sure. Next time I mix with El Kahira, I'll let you know.
No, I wouldn't waste that on you. Hey, Gus, take care of my boy here.
Short beer's off. By the way, El Kahira means something, doesn't it? The victorious?
Yeah, that's right. The original name of Cairo. Named after the planet Kahir. It's the Egyptian name for Mars.
This El Kahir appropriated the name for himself.
Yeah. Talk about delusions of grandeur. He's got it. Hey, what brought him up?
You did.
I did? Maybe so. You know, I need somebody like him around. I met a decent story in weeks. Oh, here, I'm paying.
Oh, thanks. What's this El Kahir like, Bill?
Oh, he's a screwball dandamol, Rocky. Pretender to the throne of Egypt.
You got any reasons?
Oh, sure. Claims he's a direct descendant of the first king of Egypt. Way back 6,000 years. I think he really believes it.
Modern pharaoh, huh?
Oh, before even the pharaohs. You know, Rocky, there's an old legend among the nomadic tribes that they were the original inhabitants of Egypt. They were dispossessed and forced to wander the desert.
And El Kahira's going to lead them back, that is?
Yeah. There are always a few tribes around willing to make trouble, and Kahira seems to know how to stir them up.
You, any idea where he is now?
Who knows? He's been in and out of trouble for years, but he always seems to come back. He could be a dangerous man.
He and his queen.
Farada, yeah. She's as screwy as he is. Are you going already, Rocky?
Yeah. Now back to your desk, Bill. I may have a story for you.
How's that, Rocky? Hey, that's not the way to the door.
I want to speak to the cook. So long, Bill. I did say hello to the cook, but I had other reasons for going out the back way. Namely, Ferrada and her crew hanging around out front. I knew if I didn't want a lot of carriages on my trail, from now on I'd have to clear things up fast. So I quick went to the Nile Boat Registry office for information.
In a minute, gent. I'm very busy.
We all are.
Left alone to make out all these reports.
I suppose we speed it up.
Everybody likes to be in a hurry.
There's a sail scow called the Water Nymph. Who's it belong to?
Hold your horse, gent. I'll look it up. Everybody in the office goes to the Nile but me. Just because I'm a Greek does not mean I do not like celebrations. What was that boat? What?
The Water Nymph, under W.
Water Nymph. It belongs to Malik Bey. Goodbye, gent.
All right, hold it. What? Who's Malik Bay?
Malik Cottongrove, Heliopolis Road.
One more thing. Has the boat been reported missing?
Oh, no. Does that mean I have to make out another report?
Oh, skip it. Happy holiday, gent. It was a little after 4 when I went out onto the street. The crowds were swarming up from the waterfront. It was festive Cairo at its best. Limousines and camels, pashas and beggars, women in slacks and women with veils. I was just about to move on when I saw the flash in the sunlight. A knife stuck quivering inches deep in the doorpost by my head. And two fleeing figures vanished quickly into the milling crowd. I'd seen both of them before that day. It was Shadrach and his pal Jabba. Trying to follow was a waste of time, so I got to my car and honked my way out the Avenue de la Reine and onto the Heliopolis Road. Just before sunset, I pulled in under a big sign on the outskirts of town, Malik Cotton Growers, and up a driveway to the spacious home. There, I was directed to a rambling warehouse behind. At the warehouse door, I was met by a man sporting a pencil mustache and a red fez. I'm looking for Malik Bey.
I am Malik Bey. And you?
The name is Jordan.
Oh. What do you want?
I'm wondering if you had a man named Shufa working for you.
Oh, yes. What about him?
He sent you a message.
A message?
He wants you to know he did his best.
I do not understand. What are you talking about?
Didn't you know? Your man's dead. I found him shot and dying on your boat.
Well, that's most regrettable. I did not know, Mr. Jordan.
But maybe you know what it's about, huh?
No. These things happen. There has been discord among my workers. A personal matter, perhaps. Did Shufa say anything else, Mr. Jordan?
No, only he was concerned about the cargo. All I could see was some small bales of cotton in the cabin.
Ah, well, perhaps it explains part of it. Stealing cotton is nothing new, but a small loss.
Oh, you have some left, then.
Oh, excellent humor, Mr. Jordan. Come inside the warehouse, you shall see. Now, observe, Mr. Jordan. Premium Egyptian cotton ready for the world market.
Yeah. You keep it here long?
No, it is already being moved. You see, the August harvest was over only 3 weeks ago, just ahead of the Nile season.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking.
Eh?
With so much cotton being moved and with boating events on the river, this would be a safe time to do a smuggling job inside the cotton bales.
Perhaps. I would not know.
Oh, by the way, have you been losing money in the cotton market?
That is a most personal question, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, forget it. Well, thanks for the deluxe tour, Malik Bey.
Ah, a pleasure. You were most gracious to bring me the sad news of Shufa's death.
He walked with me to my car and watched as I drove out to the main road. But I didn't go far. Just beyond the hill, I parked, took a heavy screwdriver from the car, got out and left the road, circling back. I'd noticed how Malik Bey kept steering me away from a certain padlocked door. I found an open entrance back of the warehouse, and it was just a few more steps to the door I wanted in. It isn't much of a trick to break a padlock, if you know how. You just insert the screwdriver, give it a twist, and that's all. I was inside a large room. In the dim light, I could see some vats and all sorts of equipment that didn't mean anything. But stacked along the wall, I saw what I wanted. Small bales of cotton like those I'd seen on the boat. Only these were dry. I took one and broke it open. There was nothing inside. I tried some more, and they were the same. I was stumped. I'd been sure it was a smuggling job. Well, if there wasn't anything inside the bales, it had to be the cotton itself. I stood there rubbing my hand over it, and then I saw something. I rubbed again, harder. A phosphorescent glow followed in my hand's path,
And all at once it clicked. It made sense now. Right away, I wanted more words with Malik Bey. I started back into the main room of the warehouse, but I didn't have to go far. Malik Bey was running wildly toward me, looking back over his shoulder.
No!
The two shots had found their mark. Malik Bey stumbled, fell forward to the floor, rolled over at my feet, face up. It didn't take a second look to see he was very dead. And there in the middle of the warehouse, flanked by her men from the desert, gun in hand, stood Farada.
Mr. Jordan, so still you do not forget.
I'm just beginning to learn some things.
I fear that now it will do you little good.
That mean you're using the gun again?
It is not mine to decide.
A good girl, Farada. Still take orders from the big boy, huh?
All Egypt shall obey him soon.
Yeah, I'd like to meet His Majesty sometime.
El Kahira.
El Kahira comes.
El Kahira.
Farada, who is this who does not bow down before me?
It is the man Jordan, my master.
So, it is the foolhardy one who hesitates to tell what he knows.
I'm ready to tell it now, El Kahira.
Now it is too late.
I can figure your tie-up with Malik. He had the cotton, he needed money, so he just decided to expand operation. He moved in a lot of equipment, nitric acid and so on, into that big room. Began manufacturing a high explosive. It's called gun cotton. It's a lot safer to handle while it's wet.
Indeed, your tongue has been loosened.
It's all in there, including plenty of gun cotton. You made a good buyer for his stuff. Only what happened? Did Malik start backing down?
Suddenly, he was in great fear of the authorities. Did he not know that I am the law?
You got an awful lot to prove.
The proof is in the doing. Soon, at my bidding, the legions of the desert will arise.
And I don't have to guess where the gun cotton comes in.
Consider, if you will, the effect of a few bombs strategically placed at certain dams far to the south. Dams which control the flow of the river.
You're making it sound pretty big.
Egypt is the Nile. The Nile is Egypt. The economy of the land will be disrupted. There will be chaos.
All you're doing, huh, El Kahira? That makes you king.
As you say. And after wandering the desert as outcast these many centuries, my people return to the land that is rightfully theirs.
And you're telling me because I don't get to see it, huh?
Most truly spoken. Farada, you have the gun.
At your command, my master.
Then you will raise it quickly.
El Kahira!
Who is without?
It is the Baya Bay of the police.
El Kahira! You are surrounded. The law charges you with murder and revolution. Will you come out peaceably?
We will never yield!
But my master, we have no choice.
Enough! We will fight to the end! We are as naught before destiny! Should we fail, another will arise.
You have spoken, my master.
My subjects, to the windows, fight to the dead.
The desert men turned, and as Farada wavered, I saw my chance. I grabbed the gun from her hand and made for the open door. As I went out, it slammed behind me, and I kept running till I landed behind a watering trough where Sam Sabaya waited.
Down, Jordan, quickly.
Watch that man, Sam. He's wild.
El Kahira, this is your last chance.
There was no answer from inside. Sam motioned his men surrounding the building to stay covered. And that's how we waited in silence for what seemed like a long time. I had an idea what would happen, and all at once it came.
Even though he dies, El Kahira lives forever!
With the blast, a sheet of flame rose from the roof, and all at once the big warehouse caved into an inferno. Suddenly, they were all gone. El Kahira, the self-styled god of war, had died as fantastically as he had lived.
In a moment, Rocky Jordan returns to conclude tonight's story. There's nothing like a good old backyard barbecue with juicy hamburgers sizzling on the open grill, and Del Monte catsup close at hand. But let's join Mr. and Mrs. Connell out in the yard.
Now, take it easy, Bob. For a man who likes a medium well, you're in an awful big hurry.
Yeah, I know, but the smell of those onions. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Okay. Grab that bun over there.
Uh-huh.
Now, all set?
No. One thing missing. Where's the catsup?
Why, you don't think I'd forget that, do you? Del Monte catsup? Here it is. Why, no hamburger would be complete without it.
That's right, Mrs. Connell. That final touch that makes a hamburger a super burger is Del Monte Catsup. Yes, Del Monte Catsup has a distinct flavor all its own. A lively, zesty, spiced tomato goodness that's a real flavor treat. So see what its wonderful, rich tomato flavor can do for all the main course foods you serve so often. We know you'll like it. And here's good news. Del Monte Catsup actually costs less than many other quality brands. So remember, for flavor first, look for Del Monte Catsup. Your grocer has it. Back now to Rocky Jordan.
Well, the minute we got back to town, I called my reporter friend Bill Harder and gave him the scoop I'd promised him. Sam kept me with him as he went about Cairo checking El Kahira's venture. Finally, we stood at the foot of the Sharia Bendur, looking into the dark across the river.
Yes. It should not be too difficult to understand why the boatman was killed.
It all fits, Sam. Malik Bey lost too much money in the cotton market. To recoup his fortune, he expanded operations making gun cotton, which is slightly illegal.
Slightly illegal, to say the least, Jordan.
He found a good buyer in El Kahira, but he found out too late what Kahira was up to, and that the police were closing in. They decided to call it all off.
But in the meantime, Shufa was sailing with the first delivery. Obviously, Malik Bey sent his men here to the shore to signal Shufa to turn back.
Yeah, that's it. Trouble was, El Kahira had a boat following to make sure of delivery. When Shufa turned, they shot him, picked up the boat while I was phoning you, and then both sides came after me.
Yeah. Well, we will find the lost cargo in good time. Shall we go, Jordan?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, El Kahira's no more problem.
No. He chose to end his life as fantastically as he lived it. Instead of fighting, he committed suicide.
And like Bill Harder said, he may have been screwy, but he was sure dangerous.
Hmm. Are not all power-mad people dangerous, Jordan?
You're right, Sam. But I wonder about that legend that says the nomads once owned Egypt.
Unsubstantiated by any historical fact. A pure fabrication.
Like that boat I saw on the river, Sam?
Jordan, will you join me for coffee?
For the finest in tomato flavor, enjoy the whole family of Del Monte tomato products.
Del Monte ketchup and chili sauce.
Del Monte tomato sauce and canned tomatoes.
And Del Monte tomato juice.
And remember, buy wisely. Buy for flavor. Buy Del Monte. Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods. Rocky Jordan, written by Gomer Kuhl and Larry Roman, stars Jack Moyles in the title role with Jay Novello as Sam Sabaya, and is produced and directed by Cliff Howell, with original music composed and conducted by Richard Arundt. Remember, you have a date next week at the Cafe Tambourine, run by Rocky Jordan. Same time, same station. And the story is Adventure with Adelaide. Want to brighten up a simple meal? Del Monte Fruit Cocktail has just the glamour that can do it. Just serve it as is, for a sparkling first course, or as a gay salad or a dessert. Yes, let the wonderful flavor of Del Monte Fruit Cocktail go to work for you. Larry Thor speaking. Rocky Jordan is presented over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.